Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, December 20th. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. It is a very light calendar ahead of the Christmas break, with just a few earnings reports and no investor conferences at all. Vaccine news is likely as Moderna shipments start arriving in key spots, and both CVS Health and Walgreens Boots Alliance run on-site clinics at nursing homes. Big banks look set for a strong week after the Fed gave the green light for buybacks and dividends. Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo are all poised to rally. And finally, Tesla makes its official appearance on the S&P 500 index on December 21st. Tesla will be one of the 10 most valuable companies in the index and have a projected weighting of around 1.6%. In earnings news, just a few companies step into the earnings confessional next week. Watch for reports from FactSet Research Systems, Enerpac Tool, and Calavo Growers on December 21st. CarMax and Cintas on December 22nd, and Paycheck reports on the 23rd. In IPO news, no new IPO pricing is expected for the short week, but IPO lockup periods expire on Albertsons, Acus, Agora, Ozone, Lixt, Vision Marine, Fusion Pharmaceuticals, and Polypid. In M&A news, shareholder votes are set on the BMC Stockholdings Builders First Source and Sina Corporation KO mergers on December 22nd. The HSR filing deadline for the Slack Technology Salesforce deal is also on the 22nd. Social Capital, Hedda Sophia 2, and Open Door Technologies are due to close on their business combination, and the new entity will trade on the NASDAQ Global Select Market under symbol OPEN. Open Door Technologies has all the hallmarks of something investors may gobble up. The company will raise approximately $1 billion from the transaction to fuel growth, market expansion, and development of new product offerings, as well as accelerate plans to expand nationwide and build the first digital one-stop shop to buy and sell a home. A slow week is setting up for dividend changes, with only Service First Bank shares expected to pull off a move. Service First is forecast to boost its quarterly payout to 20 cents from 0.175. Checking in on S&P 500, companies with dividend yields over 5% include Dow, IBM, AbbVie, AT&T, Iron Mountain, Chevron, and Philip Morris. The high-profile cyber attacks reported are resetting some investment themes for 2021. Wedbush Securities says cybersecurity names such as Zscaler, CrowdStrike, CyberArk, Qualys, Varonis, SailPoint Technologies, Telos, and Tenable, in particular, become front and center on this phase of cloud deployments among both governments and enterprises into 2021, advised Dan Ives. With more sensitive data and critical information needing to be protected in these cloud deployments, with work from home accelerating these trends, we believe security vendors stand to benefit during 2021 as more spending shifts towards broader cloud deployments. We believe there is a $200 billion growth opportunity in cloud security up for grabs over the next 5 years for those vendors that have the solution sets to protect critical cloud deployments and seamlessly work with on-premise and public/hybrid workloads through a unified and deep solution set. It will be a very light week for data reports, although the latest update on airline bookings and the monthly report on RV sales could stir things up. This week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes that are drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication's top 10 stocks for 2021 list has a value bent, with Berkshire Hathaway, Alphabet, Apple, Coca-Cola, Goldman Sachs, Newmont, Eaton, Graham Holdings, Madison Square Entertainment, and Merck making the cut. In a separate article, Comcast is lined up as an attractive stock for a post-COVID world and called cheap on a sum-of-the-parts analysis. The regulatory challenges ahead for Robinhood are broken down, even as the company steams toward an IPO next year. This week in our single-stock focus, we're returning to Moderna, which we covered a couple months ago, from a bullish perspective. This week, we're covering Shock Exchange's bearish perspective. The stock closed the week at just over $140. Shock Exchange begins here. The pandemic practically brought business activity to a halt. Things seemed dire for much of 2020. Nothing short of a vaccine could have possibly saved the economy. Last month, Pfizer announced clinical trials showed its COVID-19 vaccine was 95% effective. Moderna later indicated its vaccine showed efficacy of nearly 95% as well. The only question that remained was, who would get to market first? The FDA recently cleared Pfizer's vaccine, and shipments are on schedule very soon. Pfizer's first-mover advantage equates to a few billion dollars in additional sales. According to analysts from Bernstein, Pfizer is expected to garner $14 billion in sales in 2021 versus $11 billion for Moderna. A lot is riding on the delivery of an effective vaccine. There are several vaccine-leveraged stocks, like GE, Macy's, and Boeing, dependent on global air travel or sales through physical stores to return to some semblance of normalcy. The sooner the economy reopens, the sooner millions of Americans can return to the office. Shock exchange goes on. If Moderna garners $11 billion in revenue next year, then it would be likely as good as it gets. Not only are total COVID-19 vaccine sales expected to fall over time, but Moderna's market share could deteriorate as more participants like Johnson & Johnson or Novavax come to market. That said, prior to its COVID-19 vaccine, Moderna was still in the development stage. In Q3, the company reported revenue of $158 million, up from $17 million in the year earlier period. Shock exchange continues. Moderna has a market cap of $62 million. That equates to about 5.6 times its projected COVID-19 revenue of $11 billion in 2021. Next year would represent peak revenue. The market for COVID-19 vaccines is expected to fall to $23 billion in 2022, a decline of over 40%. Moderna's COVID-19 revenue will likely fall in kind. AstraZeneca agreed to pay $39 billion for Alexion, or about 6.5 times run rate revenue, last three quarters annualized. Alexion's revenue is recurring. However, Moderna's projected $11 billion COVID-19 revenue is expected to decline over time. The COVID-19 upside appears to be priced into the stock. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew neutral on Moderna, with one very bullish, one bullish, two neutral, and one bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.